Yes, we're in the building.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Yet. It's only just us two, but yet we're able to make this much noise, fam. So are we the loudest out of the group? What's going on? Are we the loudest? What's going on, bro?
I don't know. No.
Listen, before we go any further, please make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe on the YouTube. Please follow us as well. If you aren't already, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Battle on the Roof. We are pushing. We are really, really, really pushing. Apologies for last week as well. All the men were just busy, man. All the men were super busy, bro. Listen,
last week was so mad, yeah. Saturday, I think I woke up at like 5 in the afternoon. I don't know how that happened. Like, I got up, get something, fell asleep again. Got up, it was a mad week.
But was the weather trash as well on Saturday?
Nah, the weather was looking good out there as well, you know.
Saturday, I don't even remember.
Sunday was trash.
Sunday was horrible. It was horrible.
The thing is, I don't know if Saturday was warm, but it looked good. So, yeah, who knows?
I don't even remember for Saturday, to be fair. All I remember was Monday. It was proper nice, and especially because now it's officially springtime in the UK as well. So it's sunset is like 7:30 and things like that. So yeah, man.
Hey,
I always say spring's my favorite time of the year, man. I'm not gonna lie.
I hear you. I like summer, I can't lie, but I get it. Like sometimes summer in London can be too much.
It's too much, man. Sometimes where it's just like, bruv, if it feels like you're dancing in the middle of hell, bro.
Yeah. There's no breeze. It's just a hot day. You're breathing in the hot air.
Have you ever been in a situation, yeah, Mups, where it's so hot, you just want to fight, but you have no energy to fight anymore? Because it's so hot.
Shit like that. That's the realest. We need it. Like, you can't even do that, but you know that? Like, if you get there, it's too much. It's just... you're hot, frustrated. You know, when you leave your house, you just had the shower, you just sprayed the deodorant, everything. You walk down the road and you feel your back is wet.
Your back is wet for no reason. Pools, fam.
No reason. What? Yeah, pools, yeah.
Super pools. Hey, yo! Hipster pools hair. Hey, yo!
I'm done.
How do I manage to do this even on the StreamYard, man?
I don't know. Was it me? Or I don't know. Yeah, that was mad.
Oh, damn. But listen, episode 123, episode 123.
123 and that, yeah?
Is there anything for 123?
Hey, it's how Remy played the game.
I was just going to say, for 123, I remember there was a old tune with, it was Getz and Devlin versus Wiley and Shifty, and it was called 123, Let's Go, and it sampled that 123, Let's Go from Disco Inferno.
Okay.
And the song is mad, bruv. It's literally like two, it's like a double impact. It's like 2-on-2. The tune is crazy. Yeah, I think it came out like around 08 or something like that. Like around 08 or something.
Okay, yeah. That's the time when I said Graham was finished for me.
But yes. That's the time when you wasn't really a fan of it, to be fair.
Yeah.
That's the time when you wasn't a fan.
Everyone was bubbly, man.
Yes. I think that was like a year or so after, to be fair.
Yeah, it was an awkward time.
Yeah, man. Ladies, man, them, I got the crew them skanking. Oh, horrible. Horrible, treacherous. But regardless, yes, we're in the building. We are here. Salute to every single person that has been following us, that's been rocking with us, that's been listening, that's been interacting, everything. Before we do go into the intos that we need to speak about, salute to Premier Battles.
Yes.
They've got the, I believe it's called Day 2.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's what, yeah, on Saturday. Two.
That's on this Saturday as well. Yeah. We'll be in the building for that. Definitely excited for that
first
one. Yeah. I'm definitely excited for that. I'm not going to lie to you. We've got very, very big battles taking place. Match Day 2, that's what it's called.
Right.
Gemini and Kojo. Kojo, sorry.
I was about to say Kojo.
Yeah.
Since when?
Yeah, Kojo. I was about to say, which Ghanaian guy is coming to death?
I'm like, you're a comedian? This is going to be awkward.
Gemini and Kojo.
Shit.
Definitely looking forward to that one. Scoop and Arc.
Okay.
Visual and Mulk. Definitely excited for that. Yunnan versus McKenzie. Trouble versus Black Tea. Definitely excited for that one.
I might have to make myself available.
Yeah, man. Crow versus Reverse. Celeste versus Kick Nelly. I like Kick Nelly. I like Kick Nelly, man. I'm looking forward for that one.
He fired off as a what's going on here?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm here for it still. Gaspar versus Carlton Shanks. You know what's mad? When you see who Carlton Shanks is, yeah, you'll be shocked because he's always at events.
Yeah.
Always. All the like NLC PB events, like he's always there. So
I can't lie, that's a hard name though.
Carlton Shanks is crazy.
Carlton Shanks is a hard name.
Crazy name, yeah. It's a crazy name. Do you know what was also a better name as well that I used to like? Trinity Banks. I like that name. I really like Trinity Banks. I think that is such a cold name. But yeah, man, salute to the whole PB every single time. My guy, Briggsy!
Shit like that.
Every single time as well. Shout out to my guy, Dojo, as well, man. That's my guy. Dojo's my guy. That's my guy. So, but yeah, episode 123, we're in the building. Chris the Cap home in the building. You know the vibe. Gang. And listen, we can never, ever do an episode with the man behind the cam. This time he's in front of the cam. Respect the shooter. Mr. Michael Mops. Yeah.
Man,
that's my guy.
This much energy in my house on a like midday week.
I know, man. It's weird. It's like Tuesday. We all did this. It's like Tuesday night as well, bro. But regardless, we are here to give you the battle rap talk, the conversation that you want, that you need in your life. We're gonna have a brief conversation about quite a few things because there's quite a few things that have been happening in the battle rap world. To be fair with you,
yeah.
Before we go further, Mops, you good? You Gucci? Everything blessed?
Yes. Good. I am blessed. I am Gucci.
That's what you're hearing. Do you know what? I'm good, bro. I can't complain. I've just finished a run, so I was a bit tired. But we're here, man. The works have to give.
You have to work. I can see. Just so you know, I can see it's working.
Hey, trying, man. I'm trying, bro. Let's get into the conversation.
Yeah.
Obviously, before we didn't get to have the conversation, like, on the podcast, but we spoke in a group because for listeners, we haven't broken up. There's no beef with any of us. We always talk.
We have a group chat
where we talk all the time. So yeah, we didn't have the conversation about Kings versus Queens. So we need to even go back from obviously before the results and the event and your thoughts and opinions on various things you've seen or if you watched it and stuff about them charging, because I've got a theology on this. I've got a theory on this.
Let me hear the theory. Go on.
So my theory is this, yeah, and salute to URL. Salute to URL every single time. Big up URL. But I think they blew the bag a bit too much in the first, specifically the first year of the caffeine deal. Because you've got to remember, yeah, where there were so many unnecessary events. Unnecessary events where man and were choking all over the place. There was no memorable bottom battles like that. It was just ridiculous at that point. I feel like as if they blew the bag too much on that. So within the second year, that's when they said, all right, big man, we're going to limit this thing of Gnome, Summer Madness, Double Impact, Kings versus Queens. Because for me, those are like the landmark events. The
big one, landmark. Queens,
Gnome, Summer Madness, and Double Impact. So if you're going to compare it to like wrestling, it's sort of like WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam. Like those are like the main events for like the year.
Moneymakers, yeah.
Those are the moneymakers, thank you. Yeah. I feel like as if they've done that and they realized caffeine told them, big man, yeah, we need some money from this. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. You start profiting off of the app. How are we profiting off of this thing?
I mean, I hear this argument.
Okay.
And I also get, how does caffeine get paid? I hear that part. But let's do the flip side, yeah?
Okay.
All right. First of all, 100%. URL blew the bag. They were spending money ridiculously on going to film battles outside on a movie set and doing all weird things like that. Like,
yeah.
Looks good. Didn't need to do that. Yeah. If you needed to make anything, just make Blackstar again, innit? Make a little barbershop, put a little set. That all makes sense. Even, and the thing is, I think they wasted a lot of money with not having any permanent sets. So it would have made more sense to like rent the bunker for the year, build this set, have these seven cameramen and run.
100%.
Whereas I feel like they were just doing everything. They were doing way too much. And they did spend money on people they didn't need to spend money on.
Yeah.
1,000%. I also feel like they didn't spend enough money on the right people, though. You've got a whole roster of talent, and I feel like you spent a year and a half just promoting the same 17 faces.
If you want to be nice, saying 17.
I'm really being nice. I was going to say seven. I'd put teen on the end to feel a bit better about
it. Seven sounds about right, to be fair. Got to think. Right. The people that were on rotation for at that time was literally Easy the Block Captain, Real Sick, Lou Castro, Swamp, Nan Nan, KCJ,
Geechee.
Geechee Gotti, Ram Lee.
What of them was Geechee not on?
Yeah, Geechee Gotti.
Like, you know what I mean? And you
Tay Rock.
Yeah.
It was the same DNA. No, not really DNA.
DNA came back after he lost.
Yeah. DNA clicked, like, you saw a bit more of.
Yeah.
We saw a bit more of them. And caffeine, even Calico, we saw quite a bit more of him.
These people are not cheap. And the thing is, I don't think you need... Because, all right, if I'm being respectful...
Murder Mook.
I'm going to say this. I don't like the fact I'm going to say this. Mook might have been the only person that, when they spent money on it, made sense.
Because
all of the, like, everything that comes with Mook, you get a lot of eyes, you get a lot of talk. You get people like me who will have opinions, strong opinions. And the thing about it is, if we're being honest, Mook might have battled, what, 2-3 times last year? The last 2 years?
Yeah. Tay Rock. The 2-on-2 and Geechee.
Right. 3 times in the last 3.5 years, he's been mentioned in nearly every episode of the pod.
Excuse me. I think you could even say that.
That's value for money.
It's value for money. And also, that was within the last 2 years, really, to be fair.
Yeah. Pandemic. Yeah. You're right. Because
the T-Rock battle was 2020.
2021? 2022? I think it was like... Yeah, I think people were just coming back outside again, isn't
it? I think it was. I think the Tay Rock battle was, I think it was October 2020. I think it was October 2020 that the T-Rock battle was. Halloween.
Was it? I know it was outside because we started linking up again.
Yeah, and then 2021 was I think March was Double Impact. Yeah. March or April, I think, was Double Impact. And then the Geechee battle happened November 22.
Yeah,
Mooks three times, and it's made sense. It's made sense every time.
As much as I don't like the man, I'm saying if you've only battled three times in 3 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you get mentioned all the time, like just now.
Yeah,
I guess it makes sense, right?
Yeah,
it's value for money.
100%.
So what I was saying was, I feel like the money's running out. I understand that. But those stupid penny prop things are in every battle I watch. The three O's and the dats. And all. I don't know how much people are paying for that. Caffeine can't tell me they weren't making money. They was making money.
They were earning bread off of that.
Right. I feel like URL are greedy. Mm. Because you're making money off. Look, how many of us are in the pot? There's me, you, Steph. Matty,
Cheeks.
That's six fan that all pay $7.99.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every month, no question.
Yeah, because none of us share the app. Yeah. We actually all
pay. Saying, none of us share it, right? So now think of everyone else that has to pay for it. So why are you charging me to watch Kings versus Queens?
Yeah.
Because RBE only make money off the door and pay-per-view. Right? Mm-hmm. Chrome 23 only make money off the door and pay-per-view, and she's only had what, three, four events. Right. Yeah. King of the Dot, same thing.
Mm-hmm. No, and Twitch.
King of the Dot are different because they have the
Twitch deal.
Yep. Yeah. Cool.
That stopped. That was only for the tournament. Stopped.
Yeah. So my thing is, if everyone else has to rely off doors and events, doors and pay-per-views, they're not making as much money as you lot.
100%.
So why are you charging me £25 to watch a battle, and then you're going to randomly put it in the middle of the month and say, oh, well, if you already have the app, then you're going to get a month free.
Yeah. You see the issue with the app as well?
How do you... Oh, my God.
Listen, we're not here to bash URL, but if they get it right...
I've been trying to get an app for 2 days.
If they get it right, they get it right, and we'll always compliment them for it. But when they get it wrong,
Face first.
When you get it wrong, we're gonna get on to you.
I'm still trying to get an app.
Yeah, you have to uninstall it and then install it again.
So why the update? Oh, see what I mean? Anyway, all right, cool.
But the new update looks good though.
Do you know what? I have nothing bad to say about the app. This is my whole thing. I think I've literally seen everybody online, and I have nothing negative to say about the app.
Mm-hmm.
It works. It's good. I like using it. I don't mind paying for it. I understand that this is like when I know events. You know events. Like you work in music. I've done events and I work in industry. I understand that it's not always easy to make money off these things, and people need to be paid. This is the most guaranteed way to pay your people. So I like the app. I like the fact everyone gets to eat off this app. But you're being greedy.
I get you. I get what you mean. I definitely do get what you mean, in the sense of where you're seeing it as, Kings versus Queens was $25.
Yeah.
Not the most, because you got to remember, we're from the era of where Watch Battle Live days where man them were paying $50, $60, and that type of madness for a pay-per-view. We're from that, and we were paying that.
A crashing stream.
We were paying that. You feel me? So I definitely do get that, and I understand in that sense. But you mean to tell me there was 1.3 million people watching Kings versus Queens. 1.3 million people watching Kings versus Queens. Now, I understand it's like this. I get it. With caffeine, with the viewership, it's similar to YouTube where it's, you look on a video and you see 1.3 million. It doesn't mean 1.3 million people are watching it there and then. It's a collective. So it could have been a thing of where I've watched it, I've signed out, I've watched it again. I had an issue with my phone or my laptop and I've refreshed the page. So it's now gone on to me as a one person. It's like 10 times. I count for like 10 views or something like that. Yeah. Something
that happens. I think when I'm watching Caffeine, there's always a time when it kind of chips out and you've got to go out and go back.
Yeah.
Or you go from, what's it when you watch that live or you watch that the little delayed time.
So you do the quick, the real time, sorry.
That's the one. Yeah.
Real time. Or you end up having the delayed one. So I definitely do get that in that sense. But 1.3 million, bro. Sorry to say this, so quick. And
yeah, go on.
Do you know that Snowfall didn't even have 1.3 million people viewing it?
Also, people, it works. Delete the app and reinstall it and it works.
Yeah.
So Snowfall season 6 came back when didn't have 1.3.
It had 0.56 or something. Oh, I think 0.63 or something like that. 0.6 million people watch Snowfall.
Hold on. I hear you. That's poor. Let's think about who we had on this card. No. Seriously. You've got arguably the best female of the last 2 years, Jazz.
Yeah, the female versus, goal. Yeah.
Versus Charlie Clips. Before the battle.
Yeah.
Charlie phenomenal, can freestyle 2 rounds.
This is
what room am I in? This is, for the last 2 years, you've been sending shots at Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like a battle I'd want to watch.
Yeah.
You got Miss Hustle versus Tay Rock. The battle of will we find out who Fred is?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. That Fred angle has been going on for 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, can we find out? The return of Coffee versus Twerk. It's the return of Coffee.
History of those two. If you know, you know.
Yeah, who else was on there?
DNA and KCJ was...
They had a great face-off.
Continue.
Yeah. Will it happen? Will another man...
Yeah, choke? Another man choke. And,
pause.
Super Pause. Oh, my God. So fast in here.
Glad he's not...
Wowzers!
Oh man!
What? Wow!
No, the point I'm trying to make is they were the heavy hitters of the URL, male and female. So am I cutting out my hair?
Oh yeah, good.
Oh yeah, cool. I'm saying that to say that if I heard that. Yeah, if I heard 800,000, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
And then you've got all those people who claim that, well, you know, like when you say, I'm going to watch it, and then life starts lifing.
Yeah.
So you don't watch it.
Of course.
Whereas if you paid your money in advance, you're definitely going to tune in.
Yeah, you're going to watch the VOD.
Do you see what I'm trying to say to you? So,
yeah.
I don't think it's impossible for them to have made these numbers.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're real.
I don't. From when I saw the million viewers, I think it was for Any Given Sunday. That was originally meant to be the Surf versus Cortez event. the event where we had Eclipse versus Lou Castro, we had Danny Myers versus Av, and we had Calico versus Chess. That event. And from when I saw a million viewers, and I said, big man, this is not real. It's not real.
How?
It's not real. But even with that, I still said that, and it was free. So it's a likelihood.
Like, the thing is, battle rap fans, it's weird. Some of them are cheap, some of them ain't, innit?
Yeah.
But we're not really cheap. Because it's not like you've got to buy something all the time. You just, every so often. But look, if you just made, potentially, 30 mil.
Yeah.
Bit short. So let's say 30 mil. Yeah. Let's say 25.
25 mil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
What? Why are you arguing about YouTube views?
That. And also, yeah, if you just earned 25 mil, yeah. My nigga, you better go and bring me Loaded Lux, bring me Hitman Holla, bring me Murder Mook. You better pay Stu Surf's bond. You better pay that as well. You better
bring that me part. That part.
You better bring me all these, because you've got peace. You've if got peace.
If you just made 25 mil off of one event. Not including the year's worth of subscription people have been paying.
Facts.
Right?
The subscriptions as well. You are...
Shit like that.
Why does Settlement have to have a GoFundMe? Why are you arguing with K-Shine over a deposit?
Face first.
Like, this ain't made no sense. If K-Shine signed a bill for three battles and his opponent has a seizure...
It's not his fault.
Why are you not paying for them doctor bills for the man who had the seizure rather than...
It's not his fault. It's not his fault.
It's not had nothing to do, K-Shine.
It's like this. Also, to piggyback off of what you said, Mups, yeah? Mm-hmm. If I know, personally, I'm going to be so real. This is not me speaking as a businessman overall. Yeah. If I know this person has lupus and they're a health hazard, I'm not going to lie. You see me, I'm putting it as firstly, as a clause in a contract of saying, there's a possibility this could happen, and but if so, be prepared for this to be rescheduled. That's the first thing I'm putting as a clause in a contract. Secondly, 100%. As well, and more than anything, for the well-being of that person, I'm making sure I've got medics on site. I'm making sure I've got medics on site because that man, God forbid, now something serious happens to him. What? Guess who he's suing? His family's suing? And you can't tell me about, but from the streets and da-da-da-da-da. No, bro, you're a business.
Yeah.
You're a corporation.
So you're a business thing every other day. So exactly. You can't tell me.
Don't pick and choose. Don't pick and choose. And this is the issue I have with URL. I just see it as like, I do feel like sometimes they do pick and choose of when they're a business and when they're not. And
yeah,
for me, I see it as I understand you paid the way of you've come originally from the DVD era. You spend money in the DVD era.
Yeah.
You now transcend it to the YouTube era. We weren't spending money in the YouTube era. But yeah. We were spending money on that pay-per-view, damn it. We were spending money on that pay-per-view.
Let me ask you a question as a business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I gave you the opportunity to own something, get paid for ownership of it, and also lease it somewhere else and get paid off it there again, would you lease your goods and still own it?
Would I release it and still own it?
Yeah. I didn't forget to say, you get to hold on to it for exclusively for, let's say, 18 months. 18 months is all yours. You do what you want with it. You make all the money off it. And then after that, once you've made a year and a half's worth of your own money, then you can release it to be leased. And then other people can watch it wherever it is. But, you know, you're still earning money because you still have another 18 months of brand new product in your vault.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying with this is, you have you got the app. In the app, people are paying to watch everything as soon as you drop it, right?
Yeah.
Everyone who doesn't want to pay for the app, you will have to be a year and a half behind.
Two or three, maybe. Yeah.
I don't even want to go 2 years behind because I feel like 2 years is too long, especially when you think about all the things that happen. Like, at least you will understand why someone was champion of the year a year and a half ago.
If you don't have the app?
If you don't have the app, you don't know why someone was the champion of the year.
Man, I think it's hard, man. I think it's so hard.
No, that's the thing. That's how it runs right now. If you don't have the app, you don't know why Easy is number two.
Yeah, if you don't... Yeah. If you don't have the app... The last breakthrough star or potential, but the potential star that you left knowing about was probably Ace Amin.
Potentially.
Or Swamp or Your Honor.
Yeah, if you cared enough.
Yeah. I think it's literally the star. Because
what are you chasing? There's nothing to chase. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Swamp was there, and then he did this, and he did that, and I heard he lost to KCJ.
Yeah, because you're just watching Bare Hip Hop is Real on 15 Minutes of Fame interview with Jay Black on Champion, and you are befuddled thinking, why are you man talking like this?
So my thing is this, right? There's the casual fan, there's the real fan, and then there's the voyeur, the person who's kind of interested but doesn't really know that much. If I'm playing on the fence, and then I see the thing that happened last year or the year and a half ago, I see something happened 18 months ago, and it's on this, like, it's in this, on this Hollywood set. Yeah. Like, yo, what's going on over here? All right, let me pay for the app and see what's going on in here.
Yeah. Have you ever looked through the app to see the certain battles in there?
Yeah.
Do you know that Steams battled Chilla Jones in a band? Do you know that Easy the Block Captain battled Stumbles?
Bruv, there's battles in here that you have to be like, you know what, like be bored one day and be like, oh, let me see what else is in the app. Oh, what else is going on here?
I'll be so honest with you. I said this the other day to the mandem. That app, I think I have not watched 70% of the battles on there. I have not watched, and I never plan on watching. I never, ever plan on watching it, bruv.
Imagine there is so much in this app that I haven't watched or haven't cared to watch, but know I should watch.
Yep.
But it's that has to... It's just like, oh, I have to go through and jump through this hope and do.
Yep.
I've watched more battles on the app that I've seen already on Caffeine than I've watched brand new app battles on the app.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed. Especially all those quarantine battles. My man were battling on Zoom. I have never watched that, and I never plan on watching that. I am never watching that. I'm never going to watch Reed versus Shotgun Shug. I'm never going to watch T-Top versus whoever he was facing. I'm never going to watch Tay Rock versus Mike P. I'm never watching that, bro. I never plan on watching that.
Why? But the thing about it is some of those battles are good enough to go on YouTube. Like, you've made your money. Yeah. And this is the point I'm trying to make. It's like there's so many things that you don't need to hold on to.
Yeah.
Because you're making new content potentially every 3 months. Yeah. Every 3 months, you've got another 5 battles to put on there.
Mm-hmm.
No, not even every 3 months. Every 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every minimum. Month to some extent.
Sometimes it's a month.
Yeah, every month to some extent.
Right? Yeah. So my point is, stop worrying about what other leagues are doing, innit? Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you have a really good business strategy, URL. It makes perfect sense. Keep it going. But what you need to do is release some of your bare footage. You men are from the streets, you know, road stuff. Why aren't you putting out no testers?
That's why exactly is it taking it.
You, why taking you so many years to do a one drop one rounds? And then you put so many of them in one go.
Just do a sample. Make no sense to me. Just give out a sample. Like, that's exactly it. Dropping
samples, and then you're doing random battles where, like, you're putting out, let's say, K-Shine versus Hollow.
Oh my God, who asked for that?
No one wants that. Who wants that? Then also, if you like, look at all the things K-Shine's done for you. You're saying the only thing you drop of K-Shine in 4 years is that.
This Hollow is his worst battle.
This is but you will use him and you'll use him and Luke Castro in nearly any trailer. For a year. Yeah. Hey, big dog! Hey, what's the hey, big dog thing? Mm-hmm. And then you see him just die like that. You're like, well, I guess that was a... That's his best moment, yeah? Screaming, hey, big dog.
Mops, I randomly watched that battle yesterday, yeah. I don't know why I did. I randomly watched K-Shine versus Hollow
on YouTube. Oh, Jesus.
I watched that battle randomly on YouTube, yeah. Mops, I struggled. It's only because I couldn't sleep yesterday. I hate that battle, bro.
That is a go to sleep battle. That is a go to sleep battle. Do you know what's a good battle, though? Hollow versus Ill Will.
Oh, yeah. And do you know what? I wanna have a brief conversation about this year, Maps.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like as if it's definitely deserved. Salute to RBE. Salute to RBE. Because you know what I think personally, yeah? I'm not going to lie. I'm a big fan of ARP, you know? I'm a big, big, big fan of ARP. And the thing is, it's like, I do feel like as if us as a group, as a collective, that we need to put some more respect on ARP's name. Firstly, ARP gave us a Bad Boy interview, yeah? That you guys should go and listen to and watch, firstly. And secondly as well, I think ARP is one of the most innovative and creative people in battle rap. Do you know who I think is the only other person that's as innovative and as creative as it? Organic. Because I tell you what, you see that blackout thing, that blackout idea, the idea that URL took from fucking King of the Dot. For band,
what's gonna happen tonight?
Because this is the issue that I have with URL was that when they band was such a great concept, but the problem was with band is that one, you had fast people that used to spoil the concept of band. Just imagine, like, for instance, if I know, okay, I'm working at URL, yeah, and I know Cassidy versus Freeway is a battle that people don't want. They don't want to create an event around this. Make it a band. Yeah. They're both in a small room. And just imagine the surprise element and the surprise factor of you look on your phone one day and you see band, Cassidy versus Freeway. You're like, oh, okay.
I
can rock with this. You feel me? But yeah, with ARP, going back to ARP, yeah, what I like with what he's doing is he's being so innovative with battle rap. So for example, this Blue Room shit, I think is the closest thing we're going to get to band, firstly. I like the feeling of that Blue Room. Secondly, is This nigga made up the idea of having face-offs after the battle.
Do you know how embarrassing that is?
It's so simple, but it's so sick.
Yeah. Now tell me how you lost.
Yeah.
How did you lose? Because you missed the bar when I said...
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. And also with this guy as well, was that I feel like he's rewarding his shooters. So, for example, with Big K having this Murder Mook battle, bro, do you know that Big K is going to have Murder Mook before the following people have had a Murder Mook battle?
Go for it.
Charlie Clips. Hollow the Don. Hitman. Sue Surf. DNA. Do I keep going? Rumney.
Keep going.
Who else? Who else has before they've had a flipping Murder Mook battle?
Arsenal.
Arsenal. Thank you so much, Arsenal.
Yeah.
Bro.
BK
has had a Murder Mook battle before then. And just last year, he battled Charlie Clips.
Yes. BK has done very, very good things. Now, I hear what you're saying, because I feel like there's a few of us on the pod who actually respect RBE and ARP. No, let me take that back. Everyone respects ARP and RBE, but I don't think everybody takes time to look at RBE. Me and you will do this all the time. We're like, have you seen that battle over there? Have you seen? Because... Yeah.
Just the other day you sent me Moon versus Swave, and I was gassed over that battle. I was gassed over that battle, bruv.
You've got what you want. You just didn't even know you wanted it sometimes. You're like, that battle was amazing.
I like that battle a lot, bruv.
Shit like that. I really like that battle.
You feel me? I'll tell you what, it's fucking better. It's fucking better than that bullshit that URL been putting out of recent, fam. it's better than bullshit URL been putting out. Give me fucking shit battles, bro. DNA and KCJ. Who the hell asked for that? Why do I want that battle, bro?
I'm not gonna lie. Do you know that was one battle I was not interested in? Do you know how bad it is? Sometimes, like, and this is the thing. I don't want to sound like I don't like URL, because I really like URL. And
yeah, we like URL. Just fucking get it correct. Just get correct.
Fix up.
Just get correct.
I've realized of recent, the face-offs are better than the battles.
Man, even the face-offs suck as well, man. What was the last exciting face-off that we've had, to be fair? Danny Myers and Tay Rock. I'm telling you, bruv. I'm telling you. Man, I'm not going to listen to this and think I hate URL. I don't hate URL. I'm just pissed off with them, bruv. URL are pissing me off.
They're like, oh, my last...
I really... That's why right now I'm like, saying... Yeah. RBE is my favorite. My favorite right now, bro.
How do you ignore that Shotgun Sugar's had more than 50 battles for you and been killing shit?
How?
But then recognize Tay Rock's 50 battles and give him cake and flowers.
Cake and a balloon and balloons. That's crazy. You know what's crazy?
Come on, Cap. You know they only did that because Hustle did it the day before.
Yeah, of course.
It was like, oh shit, we got to do something. Oh,
I'm going in my trailer. I'm going in my quick trailer.
Yeah, my trailer kick. And bruv, give him money.
Bro, you know what?
Give him money.
Even if you don't want to give him the incentive of peas here. And obviously, if certain things have been done behind closed doors, credit to you, man. I hope so. I genuinely hope so. But for the 50th battle, there's Iron Solomon.
Hold on. For the 50th battle...
Yeah,
that was on a pay-per-view, your first pay-per-view event in 4 years that potentially 1.3 million people watched. That's the thanks he gets.
He had Miss Hustle. And this is, again, no disrespect to Miss Hustle. But there's Iron Solomon. There's Young Ill. There's Reed Dollars. Do you know what you could have even done? You could have even given me Charlie Clips trilogy, would have been happy.
You could have
even given me Shotgun Shug trilogy. I would have been happy. I would have said, you know what? Makes sense. Both of them were champion of the year running contending. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You could have given me that. You could have given me Tay Rock versus Easy the Block Captain. You could have given me
that's
that.
That's really what I wanted. Not going to lie. That's really what I wanted.
You could have given me that for a 50. Is that it? That and a trailer and balloons and a cake.
Balloons and a cake.
Interesting.
Disrespectful.
Interesting. Whereas ARP, you see what he's doing. He's rewarded Big K. He's given him golds. Even Ill Will with him having King Lowe's, as much as people may think, oh, King Lowe's was signed to Bad Boy.
Bruv, it's such a good look.
It's such a very big look.
This is the whole thing. It's like, what's your reward for killing shit on Smack? Someone else to kill, I guess. If a Loso was on RBE, do you know where they would be right now?
I tell you one person who's burning that they're not on RBE right now, JC. You know why? Because JC would have got that Lux battle by now if he was at RBE. Guarantee you.
He would have got it years ago.
Guarantee you.
Yeah.
He would have got that Lux battle years ago, bro.
Because the thing is, RBE would just, ARP would like, I believe in you. I'm going to put the money behind you.
Yeah.
Just don't let me down.
RBE book the battles you want to see. With no politics. RBE is basically like MMA to me.
I didn't know I went to see Rosenberg Raw versus Charlie.
UFC. It's like UFC to me. You know how UFC, they
book Yeah.
Everything quick.
It's the time. It's the time. Why it
books everything D-fot, quick. Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. Put him in.
Oh, you think you're the best guy? We understand that you're 15-3, but this guy just came in and he's 5-0.
Yep. Put him in.
You think you can take on this 500? Do you want to give him his first?
Put him in.
You want to rate him? Oh.
Put him in. Yeah. That's literally it. That's why I see it. It's even bought Rosenberg Raw getting this Charlie Clips battle. What?
The thing is, you think what? And then you kind of check it and you're like, it makes sense because Rosenberg
makes
War,
so much sense. It makes so much sense.
He had a really good battle with Jack.
Yep.
Yeah. He had a really good battle with Jack. The last bar in the last round was trash. I'm not going to lie. But the whole battle, fire.
Yeah.
He beat Ill Will, whether we want to admit it or not.
Yeah. Three-o'd him. Yeah. Clear.
Fair enough, he had issues with Bill Collector, but he had a good battle with Bill Collector.
Yeah.
Not great, but what more do you want from him? Like, yeah, go for it. Charlie, you're fucking up. You need Sorry, I realize we are like 48 minutes in and I haven't even said what I wanted to say about Remy.
Oh, bro. Okay, let's conclude this. Big up ARP. Big up RBE.
Big up ARP.
We're going to be doing the predictions on that.
We're going to get right back into ARP because, like, Remy is 1, 2, 3.
Let's talk that Remy shit. But yeah, Divide and Conquer, we're going to be talking about that in the next episode when the man in my hair, because it deserves proper predictions and proper talk-ups. But yeah, talk that Remy shit, my boy.
Right. Remy is a G.
Yep.
I still don't know if she's a good G or a bad G. I don't know if she's Marlo or Avon.
Shit like that.
What I do know is she is a hustler. She is smart. All right. Can you remember when we first got Caffeine?
Yep.
Maybe first or second event. Had special guests.
Yeah.
Just randomly. Why is Remy and Papoose rapping? What are they doing here?
Yeah, Kings vs. Queens too.
Yeah, Remy walked in the building. She looked around and went, I see what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I could do this. I'm not really organized, but I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, all right, I see what's going on. The girls, you lot are trying to throw the girls to the side, but the girls are actually kicking ass.
Yeah.
I get what she did. She said, I'm going to come and do a female empowerment move.
Yeah.
And because man like Smack and them man don't really care, and Debo is everybody's best friend, she managed to do the Chrome 23 thing. But she didn't just come in and do it. What she did was she just turned up to a couple of events. She's gone around now, isn't it? Yeah, she's done the URL to build it, caffeine. All right, so you need 7 cameramen. Okay, you need this crew. Okay, cool. Oh, okay,
she even went to RBE.
Yes, then she went to RBE events.
She went to RBE events. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you don't do it differently. Oh, who's this guy? Avocado. Avocado used to do all the stuff before, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I can do that, Avocado. Oh. Yep. Oh, you use a thing called, what's that thing they use called again? Watch Battle Live?
Yep. Or Rap Grid.
Okay, cool. Rap Grid.
This Rap Grid thing.
Oh, so you stream a lot of events, yeah? So how do you do it? You pay.
Yep.
Oh, you get the venue. And then, all right, cool. She does her own little event. She gets all the girls. And what does she do with the girls? She gets them a photo shoot. She gets them models. Yep. She does
makeup.
Give them money. Make them feel worth something.
I saw them varsity jackets as well. They were wearing.
Listen, yeah. Even the men are like, what's going on in this Chrome thing? Hey, walk on, Remy. I see you. Right, so she's done the first event with the girls and that. The man will come through to show love, support, solidarity. Yeah, safe. Done the second event, and these men have been a bit iffy and butty about it. Like, oh, how come you're taking Av? These are people that, again, URL had 48 fucking battle rappers, and you only want to use 7.
Yeah,
but you get upset when other people want to use them for like
complaining about the girls. Av and the official. And then they complain about Romney versus Gattis.
Would they, like, where in the world would URL put fucking Gattis and Romney together?
Yeah. Or wasn't there, didn't they also book J2 versus Prestavia or something like that?
Yeah, they did sound weird. So.
That makes sense though. That's a good dialogue, conversation for a battle, to be honest.
J2 and Prestavia?
Yeah.
What, because he's gay and she's Christian?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Two complete opposites.
Two complete opposites. I mean, I hear that part.
Yeah.
Point being, she's actually...
It was a good battle as well. It was a good battle as well, to be fair.
I might watch it.
Yeah, it was a good battle.
Was it J2 versus Caution back in the day? Or was it just some other gay dude?
It was J2 versus...
I know Caution had a battle, against, like a one-rounder against some random gay guy.
Yes, it was J2.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
I think it was J2. And then J2 versus Yoshi G. That's an RBE.
Yeah. Kind of a violation when you think about it. J2, sorry.
It makes sense. I'm
jumping all over the place. Yeah. Is J2 good in your eyes?
Yeah, and he has shock value as well.
I don't think he's that good, you know.
Do you know what? There's some bars that J2 says, and I'm like, that's a fucking bar. Fire.
He has, you see when it was him versus Danny Myers the other day, yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes these setups are better than these punchlines.
Yeah, he's got long setups, pause.
He's got long super setups, and they go nowhere sometimes. You're like, okay.
You can tell he's a rookie.
I like J2. No, yeah, exactly. He's still a rookie.
Yeah, because he's a rookie. He's always a rookie. You're new. Still learning.
What? Do you know? Have you seen his new Twitter name?
No, what is it?
Gay MG mode activated.
Face first. Bang.
I was like, that is rated men shit. couple of two that is rated men shit.
Yeah. The second round, he went into AMG mode still, I can't lie.
But someone put in
the comment, rah, he's in gay AMG mode. He was like, yeah, gay AMG mode activated.
Gay AMG mode is hilarious.
Shout out J2, literally that. Remy, what I'm saying is Remy Ma has literally come into game. She came in like a Trojan horse, Trojans of Troy, to come and do a little PA for Smack, my brother. Then she made friends with everybody she needed to make friends with, and then realized that something don't make sense over here. And she's been like, yeah, all right, cool. I'm going to take all your talent. And I don't blame her, because I do feel like URL has got a bit too comfortable in their position. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened with King of the Dot, but they kind of faded. This GTX thing really isn't it.
Yeah, what happened with GTX?
From what I can tell, all right, remember I said I weren't really feeling it, and you said to me, there's Lush, Disaster, and another guy. What's the other guy's name again?
The black guy. Lush, Disaster, and I think it wasn't Poison Pen, was it?
No, some black guy. But he's not a battler. He's just like a background guy. He was originally in KOTD.
Oh, and stuff. Direct.
Direct. That's it.
Direct.
He's not fucking with him no more.
He's not fucking with them no more.
I don't know. I'm saying he's fucking with them, so he's not fucking with it. Like, it's just, they never talk about him in it anymore. And I think I overheard something like he's not involved. So I don't know what's going on with that league, that thing. It never really made sense in the first place, to you ask me. So, it's until they figure out what they're doing, that league is dead. So you've got RBE, you've got Chrome 23. RBE and Chrome 23 most probably will do more stuff together, because I think they understand the power of collaboration and also sharing talent. Because how else can your talent get bigger? Like, how do you think some of the biggest URL battlers got this big? Because they went and battled on King of the Dot, because they went and battled on Don't Flop in the UK. They did all these things where they went and got new fans. No one can get, like, Luke Castro. No one knows who Luke Castro is if you only watch YouTube, respectfully.
If you only watch YouTube, you've seen him get his ass whooped by twerk.
Bruv, you've seen him get his ass whooped by twerk, and you've seen him get ass whooped by fucking Fonz at Chris Brown's house.
Oh, no, that's not on YouTube.
Sorry, that's not on there, is it?
That's on the app.
Whoa. Okay, cool. He's lucky. Is he not on YouTube?
No, the only one that was recorded at Chris Brown's house that's on YouTube was Chess and Clips.
Ah, that was a good battle.
Chess and Clips, Chess and Clips. Very, very good.
Yeah, and so my thing is, it's like no one's seen Chess really get crazy, because stuff is on the app. Don't get me wrong, he did well on Chris Brown's house, but he lost to Clips, so
yeah,
that doesn't count. Honorable loss. Nobody saw that run that Surf had.
No one saw the Surf run. They haven't seen
the return of Surf. No one seen the return of Surf.
They haven't seen the emergence of Easy the Block Captain. They haven't seen the emergence of who else? Of Real Sick. They haven't seen Daylight versus Tay Rock.
Right. Real Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Av. Holmesy, B Dot,
yeah,
Nun,
mm-hmm.
Loso,
yeah, the rise and fall of Mike P.
Huh?
The rise and fall of Mike P.
Yeah, but see those six people I've just mentioned, right?
Yeah,
they had such a good 2020-2021,
yeah,
that they should be able to float on all these other leagues and build their name up.
Yeah,
no one's seen any of their stuff.
Yeah,
But we all think how great Award is, because Award is online for everyone to see.
I go as far as saying that there's some battles that I think generate a general conversation towards society and will benefit society as a whole and us as a people. And that battle is B-Dot versus Saga. That battle is bigger than battle rap. That battle was bigger than battle rap. That is a conversation of just society as a whole. And I feel like if you are all really, really, really smart, bring that out. You bring that out, bro. It sparks even a different conversation.
Even on a hood street thing. Let's say K-Rock versus Kid Slade, right?
Yeah. It went viral. You bring it out.
Something to talk about. Is that snitching? Is it not snitching? Is he cancelled? Is he not cancelled? Like, let's talk about it. Let's really put it out there, because those are things where, do you know how much? I personally feel that URL have messed up their opportunity to capitalize because the greed took over. And what I mean by that is, you could have literally had talk shows on YouTube. Like, you've seen that you need YouTube in order to keep going, because all your media is on YouTube. You tried doing your own YouTube channel, but media thing, but it failed. But
it was media.
Maybe it failed because you used the wrong people. Mm-hmm. No one wants to sit here and listen to Anwar.
Yeah. And just the interviews in general, just media. It's like, there was nothing that stood out from that compared to when you see like a 15 Minutes of Fame or a Hip Hop Is Real interview and stuff, where you know you're going to get unfiltered, uncompromised, raw views and opinions.
Like,
whereas the URL media thing, it just felt like as if it was just too, man, it was a bit of a weird one, to be fair.
It felt like you got weird people to ask, like, do you know what it's like? It's like, it's like asking a year 7 to interview year 11s, bruv.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah, but
What are you talking to me for?
They're just in awe for being there. Like, they're just in awe. Like, I'm just grateful for this opportunity.
Literally, I'm just
grateful for this opportunity. That's what it definitely seemed like. I do look forward, spinning it back to Remy. I do look forward to seeing if RBE and Chrome 23 do an event together. And rightfully so, because they're actually controlling, like, the battle rap. What's the word I'm looking for on YouTube? Where it's like...
Oh, right, yeah, the ecosystem.
Yeah, they're controlling it right now, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because you got to think
about it. You're gone.
So sorry, I'm so sorry to intervene. Like, I think if you think about it, to be honest, it's like no one else. Obviously, the other battle, like iBattle and Riot and Gates of the Garden and them men are doing it, but the ecosystem's mainly been controlled by Chrome 23 and RBE.
When you think about it, when we're talking about the biggest battlers on YouTube, in the last 6 months, they've only battled on RBE or Chrome 23.
Mm-hmm.
Award was on thingy. He did his thing with Vixen. Hitman Holler was here on Chrome 23, and just before that he was on RBE. Those are the two biggest on YouTube, respectfully. Here's the thing. People like... You see right now, Averb, right?
Yeah.
As much as I always gun Averb on the pod, I can admit that the last two battles he had has been fire.
Yeah.
Why doesn't... He can go out and do things. Just go outside in the real world. Like, have real comments. Like, people need to have feedback. Like, I kind of get it when everyone says things like our spaces is dead and that. It's because it's just URL nut hangers that talk in there. They're just like, no one cares about the other leagues. And I like things like Bags and Bodies have come out. You got bullpen, like, what's going on? Like, grab your people, make things happen, innit? And sometimes it's not about you wanting to be league owners. Being a league owner is cool, I get it, it's nice, it's fun, it looks great. Sometimes just have a team, innit? Bring the bullpen to RBE, or bring it to
Eye Battle or Gates of the Garden or to Crone.
Go and shake them up.
This weekend there was there was Eye Battle versus EFB, I believe.
I'm here for it.
Alexa, and apparently it was a proper good event. Like, it was a proper good event. Big up Lex, man. Even the amount of opportunities that he's been given to UK guys, salute to YD and Whispers that were out in America just this weekend just gone. And I heard Whispers went crazy out there. Yeah, it makes sense. They'll gravitate. Honest,
like, Whispers is one of the ones from the UK where I believe.
They'll gravitate to him. Just before we do finish, I don't really care to talk about Kings versus Queens. We'll talk about that in another episode, to be fair. And also, it feels so outdated as well, because everyone else has spoken about it as well, and the views are there.
What I will say is, I'm confused why Twerk and Coffee is on the app already. Like, are you saying that you made your money and everything's good? Or did you not make your money and you need to get people to watch it?
Man, I hate that battle. I said it before in the predictions with Steph and Reese. I said, I hate gossip battles. I hate gossip battles. I don't care. I don't care if you two beat. I don't give a damn. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hear.
I heard you done this. I heard you done that. That nigga's a munch. Niggas are eating. He ate it for lunch. I don't want to hear none. I don't care, bro. I don't care.
Hold on. Sorry. You know, the whole card is out on the app, bro.
Yeah, the whole card's on there. I was watching it last night as well.
All right. Do you know what I did hear, though? What? And I'm upset for him, but I'm happy for her.
Shuni got a Shuni free old Shug. Yeah, bad.
Yeah. But I need, because I feel like, I said this. I did say that based on what happened with her and Hustle, I felt sorry for who she was going to battle next.
Yeah. She had to get some get back. She had to get a get back. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
But I don't think he's one of them weird ones where it's like, I said girl, so I don't care. I feel like.
Yeah, he did say that. He said it. He's like, I don't care.
You should never.
But also, as well, he said that Shuni is like the female version of him. In the sense of where people don't really put respect on Shuni's name, and she's had to prove herself again and fight for her name as well again. Yeah. And also, respectfully, if you're looking at Woman of the Year, Shuni and Hustle are the only people contending with Jazz for that.
I honestly feel, as much as and I can't say in the end of the year, because it doesn't count, in my opinion, because it's bit like Hustle's had, what, two battles recently, which for me don't count. Yeah, they don't count towards Woman of the Year. I feel like as of December 31st, if you didn't give it to Jazz...
If you didn't give it to Jazz,
right, you give it to Shuni because they beat them in the 2-on-2.
That's the only reason.
And the thing, when you look at it, Shuni started off the year with Midnight Madness on a is she active? And she beat the hell out of Hustle in Midnight Madness.
But the thing is, you know what's crazy? If you're looking at this year, for this year so far, Hustle's got it.
So far this year, so far, Hustle's got it. I can't deny that.
Hustle's got it.
And you know what? Go on.
She's clearly beat My Verse.
Mm-hmm.
She clearly beat Shuni. Mm-hmm. And I can't lie, I did have a beaten Tay Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
I had a beaten Tay Rock 2-1. First and third.
I heard the girls. I heard basically, apart from DNA,
the girls won, bro. No,
yeah. Wait, so
aside from DNA and twerk. Yeah, aside from DNA and twerk. The girls won, bro. The girls won.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. See this whole Jazz and Charlie Pitts battle. I'm happy Jazz won, I didn't see it happen.
I got it right.
But I didn't see it happening.
I got it right. I didn't see it happening. I told the man them, I said, this nigga's gonna come in there and freestyle a bunch of shit no one's trying to hear. And it happened. It happened, bro. I'm not surprised. You see that battle? I feel so sorry for Jazz because it's gonna look like one of those, it's one of those wins that no one cares. Nobody's gonna care because it's shit. The battle is shit on both ends.
It's really bad.
On both ends. That's gang, you already know, but I'ma be real. That's the worst I've seen her.
Was it like she didn't care, or do you think she knew he wasn't gonna care?
I feel like the room was just deflated. The room was either deflated, or I think in the first round, she had a beatable first round. The second round, it was like, okay, cool. And the third round was like, yo, I really like this God tier scheme that you're doing. This is actually very cold, to be fair. But Clips Clips was horrible.
Is it one of them ones where, like, he gave the battle the lurkies? Like, no matter what happened, he just went, nah.
Mumps is exactly like that. Have you ever watched Clips versus Av?
I think, and I've been warned not to watch it.
Oh, it's one of the worst Clips battles ever.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Clips versus Romney?
Yeah, I tried.
Another shit Clips battle as well. It's like that level. It's like that level. It's just like,
this is horrible. Yeah, was it like 2015 Clips when he just wasn't
taking anything serious. It was just fucking shit, bro. It's fucking shit.
Psycho Live.
Horrible. Oh man, that battle was so horrible, man. That battle was pigeon poo. Honestly, I fucking hate it. I never want to watch it again. I never ever want to watch that battle again, bro. There's certain battles where I think, okay, like for instance, you see Reaper Rel versus Themes. I'll watch that again for banter. Because I just find it funny.
That's a trash. That battle
is element of it. It's a trash battle, but there's an element of it that's funny. So I was like, I actually would watch this again just to crack jokes. Yeah, just to crack jokes. I just want to watch it again. This one, there's nothing to catch. Instead of annoyance, that's the only thing you'll catch watching that battle is annoyance. I hate that battle. I never want to see it again. And they should burn that battle, bruv. If anything, they should have deleted it off the app. That video should have been corrupted. That whole video file should have been corrupted, bruv. I hate it.
Fuck.
I hate it. And I never want to see it again. Fuck that battle. Fuck that battle.
Shit.
Hate that battle, bro. Honestly. I remember I was watching it with Fly. I said, bro, I fucking hate this battle, bruv. I never want to watch this again, bruv. Just hurry up and say time.
Oh, them, you know, ones that you're happy when they say time.
Yeah, man.
Next.
Yeah, man. Just say, hurry up and get Hustle and Tay Rock out here, bro. I don't want to see this bullshit. Hate that battle, bruv.
What? Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, I'm allowing
it.
I was going to leave him alone because I'm not going to go on Tay Rock. I'm going to leave Tay Rock alone this time.
That's actually the best battle of the night. Rock and Hustle was the best battle of the night. From what I took of each battle is DNA is really, really good. DNA is really, 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 really good. When he's on it, that DNA first round was just like, bro, this guy can shake the building, bruv. DNA is, he is one of them ones. That's what I took from that.
I realized something about DNA the other day. I'm trying to think of the wrestler, but he's like an attitude wrestler. He's almost like, What's the guy? Oh my God, Kurt Angle.
Yeah. You want
to
hate
no him. No one likes Kurt Angle. No one wants to fight Kurt Angle. He can really wrestle.
That's a fact.
He's got all the moves. You just don't like him.
That's a fact. That's
100% fact. You will never give him the title shot because you don't have to explain why he's the champion of the world. But you also know that the champion of the world could lose to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm done.
Yeah, man. No, honestly, from that, Shug versus Fonz, I want to see. That's what I took from that.
Yeah.
I took from it as well. Shuni, a focus Shuni is a problem as well. A focus Shuni is a problem, bruv. Like, I like that battle with her and Shug. I really like that battle.
Yeah.
What else did I take from it? Jazz is one of them ones, but I'm just so sorry for her that the battle was shit. What else? Hustle, yeah. Jazz? Is this microphone on, Jazz?
Oh, we hear you.
You have to battle Hustle. You have to. Fuck that Misfit battle. No one cares. Yeah?
No one cares.
Fuck that Misfit battle. Fuck that Coffee battle. No one cares. Yeah? You have to battle Hustle. You have to. And if you get Hustle out of here, guess what? Guess what, baby? No more of these girls. You're not battling no more women. It's just the men's. It's just the men's. And you know who's the men's that I want to see you battle? DNA.
Jesus Christ.
DNA. I want to see you battle DNA. I want to see you battle DNA. Because I think you can beat him. I think you can beat DNA. Think you can beat DNA, but you have to get Hustle out of here. Listen, the Misfit battle, baby, the Misfit battle, no one cares. No one cares. We don't want to see it more. It's reached its expiry date. That's like milk that's been left on the worktop for about 3 days during summer. It's like that. It's gone off, bro. We don't care. And after seeing Coffee, yeah, Coffee is not built for the main stage. Coffee needs to stay in them small rooms.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. Why did she get Wobi? I like Coffee.
I'll never understand.
I don't know how she got.
I like Coffee as well. I really like Coffee. But she's not built for the main stages, bro.
I really like Coffee. I think Coffee's good.
I really like Coffee. But she's not built for the main stages. I don't know how she got worried that year.
I'm with you, right? So Hustle and Jazz rematch. Let's just clarify that Jazz is top dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want that. But you see the battle you want? I don't want that one, you know.
What, Jazz and DNA?
Nah.
Who do you want?
I could.
If it was the Mandem, who do you think she should battle?
Jazz versus Rock.
I don't want to see Rock all up in her face, sweating and talking reckless and gun barring
her. I want her to be cocky and cheeky and make all of that irrelevant.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see Jazz versus Cal.
Oh, they love each other too much, though, man. I don't think I would like to see that.
I know. But you know what it is? Because they have like that love for each other, and Cal doesn't care. Cal's going to say things that certain men can't say, but we're going to accept it because Calico said it.
You've done enough, Cal. You've done enough, Cal.
Literally that.
Shit like that.
I can't battle on these brotherhood niggas because like I don't care about the brotherhood and I'll say what I want. And that's how I see Calico all the time. Like he's Gaz's friend, but he don't care.
Calico's my guy, man. Calico is so cold, bruv. He's so cold, fam.
Someone said something the other day, yeah, and it made sense, but it was also spooky.
What?
I don't know if it was on the pod, I don't know if it was in a group chat, but someone said that there's a rematch that Calico needs to have.
Well, Lux.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the, for me, that's the only clear loss Calico's had.
That is that's a only, spooky battle.
That's the is only
really clear loss. Is it really clear?
Calico has had.
Is it really
Lux,
clear?
You could debate it. No, you could debate it and say it's like really and truly, Lux only got the third. But obviously, I'm gonna is for me. Brotherhood, didn't it? I mean, Beloved.
No, here's the thing. Listen, me, Beloved all day long. Beloved and
all day long, yeah.
The truth of the matter is, we've had this thing, is like, if you win two of the three rounds, technically you won the battle. We all know that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
if your third or your second round is
bare long,
detriment, like, whoa, we can't get past this.
Yeah,
you technically won, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it's like murder Mook and Averb. It's like Mook and Mook spat for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, you should really give him that round and say, bruv,
technically, you should give him that round. Yeah,
you did win that, but to some extent, you're like, big man, no one forced you to rap that long, bruv.
Nope. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no one made you rap that long, fam. Shouldn't have,
yeah. You could have got there quicker. You could have trimmed the fat.
Would you like to see Jazz versus JC? Just because they're both good, really good pens.
I think no, because the thing is, as you say it, don't read my face. That's me thinking about what could be said.
Yeah.
And
just rapping.
As much as I didn't think as much as I didn't think it would be a good battle, that could be cheeky. That would be mean.
Gotta remember when she said about the Mary hoodie about JC as well.
Yeah, but what he can't do is go, I know. You can't do it. You need to rap it.
Yeah, man. You just gotta rap it. But yeah.
That would be a good battle. That would be good.
Yeah, man. Jazz Hustle's the main one I need to see, bruv. That needs to be on a Summer Madness, on a Gnome, something, bruv.
But do a warm up of Jazz and Flames.
Yeah, man. Sooner or later, you gotta do Flames, bruv. Sooner or later, you've gotta do Flames.
Wait, what is Flames? Come outside. I don't know where you've been, but come outside, man.
Do you know what? I wanna before we finish here, let's recommend a battle of the week for people because we haven't done that in time to recommend a battle of the week. Yeah. I'm stuck between two.
Okay.
I'm stuck between Tayrock versus Swervo on Lightwork. I love that battle. Oh my God, that battle is so good. Tayrock versus Swervo is such a good battle, bro. I'm torn between that and I'm torn between First Lady Flames versus Kid Chaos. I like work. I like that battle as well.
Watch that one.
Really like that battle, but I think I'm gonna go with Tayrock and Swervo, bruv. That battle's too good, man. Tayrock and Swervo is too good, bruv.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that again before I go to sleep, fam.
I'm gonna watch Flames and Thingy.
And Chaos,
Your recommendation, I'm gonna go and watch that Flames and Chaos. I'm gonna just straight go. If you want to watch something and you'll watch us, but you don't pay for the app, go to RBE and go and watch Ill Will versus Hollow the Dawn.
That boy battle. Oh my God,
shit like that.
I don't care who your winner is, I want you to watch it because that. That battle was so good, man.
Do
you know what's so funny? Yeah, you go,
It's his.
Oh no, it's not. It's his round. Wait, no. It's everywhere. Yeah. And if you want something simple, like quicker and easier to watch Rosenberg versus Jag. Jag is actually good in that battle.
Yeah, Jag was actually. Yeah, he'd improved.
Jag was actually good in that battle.
He'd improve,
I still think Rosenberg won, but Jag was good in that battle. Makes but sense. Yeah, that's a good back and forth there. So, yeah, those are the two for me.
Definitely Hollow and Ill Will. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with that.
Hollow and Ill Will.
Bad boy battle. Mops, thank you, man. Thank you for joining, man. Hey, always appreciated, my guy. Always appreciated. Again, make sure you subscribe to the Roofers on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Battle on the Roof. Salute to the Mandem every single time. And yeah, man, we'll be back again. I think next week. Next week.
Midweek. Oh no, the grind don't stop.
But yeah, regardless, we'll end up having something. And yeah, man, you already know what's going on, man. The Roof. Every single time. Big up the Mandem. You already know.
Well, like, comment, subscribe.
Please. Please, man. Do that shit. Do it now. Do it. Do it. But yeah, man. Big up every single time. Thank you.